if boasting of one's achievements, status, ancestry, office in the church, socioeconomic position in the society could make any difference in one's standing before God, then Paul would have had every reason to stand before God with pride. If anyone, he writes, if anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But Paul knew that this wasn't the case. That all of these factors, all of these truths, all of these important points about his life as a Jew, about his life in the Hebrew society, as important as they are to Jews and to Hebrews in Jewish society, they were not the ground upon which he or anybody stands before God. Yet whatever gains I had, and these were true gains, by the way, this is not unimportant stuff. All of these factors about his life were critically important in the Hebrew society and to Jews in his day, and apparently also to himself prior to his conversion. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything, not just these list of attainments, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Are we willing today, here in the 21st century, are we willing to set ourselves aside, our accomplishments, our achievements, our degrees, our certifications, our ordinations, our positions in society and in the church? Are we willing to set these achievements, these attainments aside to know Christ Jesus and to gain Christ Jesus? After all, my family has been in the United States since 1653. They came as political deportees thanks to Oliver Cromwell during the middle of the English Civil War. I'm a Texan, born of Texans, a fifth generation Texan, no less. There are not many of us left. I'm a son of the church. I was baptized by Ira Galloway in my eighth week at Walnut Hill Methodist Church. I was confirmed by a bishop. I was certified by the District Committee on Ordained Ministry in 1988, and then by the Annual Conference Board of Ordained Ministry in 1991, and then Bishop Blake ordained me a deacon in 1991, and then an elder in 1994. I have a bachelor's degree and a master's of divinity degree and a PhD degree in systematic and sacramental theology. I have certifications in many different areas. Indeed, I'm highly certifiable. Am I willing to regard everything? Am I willing to regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord? Oh, it gets better or worse, depending on your perspective. Paul continues, for his sake, for Jesus' sake, for Christ's sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and regard them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. That's a very weak translation, by the way. Rubbish is used here to translate the Greek word skubala. That's a very important Greek word. You have to almost spray it when you say it. Skubala. And skubala means trash. It means refuse. It means, as the King James translates it, dung. Ooh, that's really getting close to its meaning. Dung. Or in modern 21st century language, poo-poo. For his sake, for Jesus' sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and regard them as poo-poo, as crap, in order that I may gain Christ. I'm being literal here, and Paul was being literal here. That's what's in the Bible. That's what's in the Greek original of the New Testament. Our modern English translations are very weak with it. They try to clean it up and make it pretty. The King James gets very close to the meaning, dung. All of my good works, all of my attainments, all of my study, all of my ordinations, all of my certifications, all of my studies, all of my achievements in the church are poo-poo, crap, compared to the exceeding importance of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and gaining Christ. Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that our personal attainments, our personal achievements, our personal successes, those characteristics that describe how great and wonderful we are and all that we have done to be the people of God and good people in this society and good Americans and good Christians, do we really believe that all of this is poo-poo? To be more literal, do we believe that doing good works and keeping the Ten Commandments and the attainments that we can have in our society by doing these things are poo-poo, flushable? Yes, that is what we're called to believe. That is what Paul is calling us to believe. For his sake, for Christ's sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and regard them as poo-poo, as crap, in order that I may gain Christ. To gain Christ. To gain Christ. We must be willing to flush the me, the myself, the I. We must be willing to set aside our personal attainments, set aside our own abilities, set aside all that we have done ourselves, and simply be willing to receive that which God gives us, the attainments that God has for us. Not our degrees, not our certifications, not our good works, not keeping the Ten Commandments, none of that. Instead, we must be willing to simply gain Christ. And be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, not having a righteousness of my own that comes by keeping the Ten Commandments, not by having a righteousness of my own that comes by living a good life and doing good deeds and being good to people and being seen as a good Christian. No, no, no. Not having a righteousness of my own, a so-called righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ. The righteousness of God based on faith. My brothers and sisters, our righteousness doesn't come from ourselves. It doesn't come from our actions. It doesn't come from our obedience to the law. Rather, righteousness comes from God. It comes through faith in Jesus Christ. The righteousness from God based on faith. Would you rather have your own righteousness, that which you can build for yourself with good deeds and good attempts to keep the law? It looks like an edifice built with scotch tape and gum. Or would you rather have the righteousness of God? Would you rather have the righteousness of God built with silver and gold, rather than scotch tape and chewing gum? A lot of people would rather have their own righteousness, the righteousness that they can build and say, look at me and look at what I've accomplished and look what I've attained. It's flushable, my friends. That's poo-poo. That's crap compared to what God has to offer us. the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God, from God, based on faith. The church demands that we have our own righteousness. God demands that we have His righteousness. The righteousness of God that is based on faith. Righteousness comes from God. I don't think I can say this enough. Righteousness comes from God without exception, without exclusion. Our righteousness is poo-poo. God's righteousness is glory. Our righteousness is crap. God's righteousness is perfect, pristine. Our righteousness can be flushed. God's righteousness must be received by faith through the grace of God. We can try to build our own righteousness, but if we depend upon it for salvation, we're in trouble, friends. It's not about what we do. It's about what Christ did on the cross. It's about what Christ did dying for our sins nearly 2,000 years ago. It's what Christ did for us, dying for us. And that brings us to the last point of focus today. Most modern translations, like the NRSV in the English, render the passage faith in Jesus Christ. But the righteousness that comes through faith in Christ. The King James Version and some other modern translations render this the faith of Christ. Now, which is it? Well, the grammar determines the preposition to be used here. There is no word here in consideration. It's all grammatical. And the grammar, which is a genitive case, leads us to think that it's the faith of Christ. And it is. It's Christ's faith that matters. It's Christ's faith in giving Himself on the cross for the sins of the whole world, His faith in the Father, that the Father would raise Him from the dead, His faith in God, that He would not be left dead, but that the Father would raise Him up. His faith is what's important here. His faith in God, His faith to become incarnate in human flesh, to pour Himself or empty Himself into the little baby Jesus born in Bethlehem of Judea, His faith and willingness to walk the streets and teach us what it means to follow God and teach us what the love of God looks like by actually putting out His arms on the hardwood of the cross and dying for our sins, His faith that in His death the Father would raise Him from the dead. And as I said last week, give Him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. His faith is what's important here. Therefore, righteousness does indeed come through the faith of Christ. A righteousness not based on the law, a righteousness not based on our attempts, pitiful as they are, to perform the law. Instead, it is a righteousness based on the faith of Jesus Christ. But it's more than just that, because that faith has to have an impact on us. Therefore, it is our faith in the faith of Jesus Christ. Our faith in the faith of our Savior. Our faith in the faith of the Messiah. Our faith in the faith that led Jesus to become incarnate in human flesh, that led Jesus to teach and preach and proclaim the love of God by dying on the cross for the sins of the whole world. Our faith in the faith of Jesus that led Him to give Himself up as an atoning sacrifice, knowing that the Father would raise Him from the dead. Our faith in the faith of Jesus is to be our focus every day that we live. Not our ability to do the works of the law or keep the Ten Commandments, not our ability to have great attainment in society, not our ability to approximate the rules and regulations that a church might set up, not our ability to attain great degrees and be ordained and have certifications. No. Faith in the faith of Jesus Christ is where it's all at, my friends. Everything else should simply be flushed. Everything else is poo-poo. Everything else is crap. We are to have our faith focused on Jesus. In our daily living, and in our receiving of the sacrament of Holy Communion, we're to come to the table of the Lord with our focus not upon ourselves, not upon our own attainments, not upon our own worthiness, which it is not, not upon our own ability to approximate the rules of behavior of some Christian denomination, not upon our own ability to keep the Ten Commandments, not upon our own ability to be good people. No. We're called to come to the table of the Lord with our faith focused upon Jesus and upon His righteousness, His love, His grace, His faith, the faith that brought Him into this world, the faith that brought Him through life, teaching and preaching, healing and transforming broken people, the faith that took Him to the cross to die for us all. We are called to come to the table of the Lord with our faith focused entirely upon Christ, not focused on our own failings, not focused on our own achievements. If we have achievements that we think are important, we need to set them aside, my friends, in order to gain Christ. If we have failings, sins, that we think are getting between us and this table, we need to get rid of those too. We need to flush those as well. They should not stand between us and coming to receive the glorious fuel of God's grace, the glorious fuel of God's presence, the wonderful means of grace and the real presence of Jesus in Holy Communion. Nothing should stand in our way of coming to the table of the Lord. But Greg, I am poo-poo. I don't have any reason to come to the table of the Lord. I'm going to infect it. I'm going to make it dirty. I'm crap. No. Yes, we are crap. Yes, we are poo-poo. Yes, we are dirty. And we need to come to the table of the Lord because these things are true, to be cleansed at the table of the Lord, to allow God's grace to flush out of us all that stands between us and gaining Christ Jesus, our Lord. I don't know what stands between you and the table of the Lord today. I don't know what stands between you and gaining Christ today. For some of us, it's thinking we're better than we are. For some of us, it's thinking, oh, I don't need to come to the table of the Lord. I've already got God's grace. I already keep the Ten Commandments. I already try to attain God's righteousness. Look at what I've done. I abide by the rules and the regulations of the discipline, the holy discipline of the church. I have attained much. I have no need to receive by grace. There are people, they may not say it as such, that does sound very cynical, but there are people who, while their words may not say that, their actions proclaim it. Likewise, there are many people who think they can't come to the table of the Lord because they are such failures. They can't come to the table of the Lord because they've had a fight with a spouse or a sister or a brother or a fellow Christian in the seats. My brothers and sisters, it's in those moments of division and separation, it's in those moments of sin that we must come and receive. Yes, in the prayer of confession of sin prior to receiving, deal with these issues. Set them aside. Allow the forgiveness of Jesus to flush them out of your heart and soul. And then get up and come forward with faith and receive the blessed sacrament that can flush you clean of all impurity and give you the righteousness of God. Come with your faith focused on Jesus and Jesus alone. Come with your faith focused on Christ Jesus and on gaining Him here today, my brothers and sisters. Come with your faith focused on Jesus and gain the righteousness of God based on faith. Come to the table of the Lord today and allow Christ to grow and be formed anew in your heart by faith. Flush aside the false pretensions to attainment. Flush aside the fears of sin. And come forward and receive the wonderful grace of Jesus, the beautiful righteousness of God that we have before us in Jesus Christ. Come with your faith focused on the faith of Jesus and His love that took Him to the cross for us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I've been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of Northgate United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2011 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at Northgate United Methodist Church, 3700 West Northgate Drive, Irving, Texas, 75062. This program was produced by Dr. Gregory Neal.